Hello, and welcome to Bark Out.
I'm Emma.
I'm Kaylee.
I'm Belle.
I'm Aureen.
I'm Justin.
I'm Diego.
Animal rights is the idea that animals have simple rights and have the right to be free from abuse. Many people believe in animal rights, but many people don't. There are many subjects in the vast topic of animal rights, and in this podcast, we will be discussing a few of them.
Animal testing is where large corporations and labs use animals to test makeup and or test possible cures to diseases. The animals usually get diseases and scars and are stuck in these labs until they die. Usually these labs get their rabbits, mice, dogs, guinea pigs, cats, and many more animals from mills. Mills are places where animals are forcefully bred a lot. These animals live in very poor conditions and are rarely fed. They never get any exercise, and mills to the animals are practically prisons.
Labs pay these horrible mills to breed animals in terrible conditions, only for the animals to then be used in experiments. This is unjust and inhumane. Animals deserve the chance to live a free life, and makeup tests and scientific experiments are torture to these poor animals. Think about the hundreds of innocent animals living in small, cramped cages, only taken out when scientists use them for research. It is awful. Animals should not be bred into torture. It's completely immoral.
Dog fighting is when dogs are put into a ring and forced to fight each other for no purpose other than entertainment and are abused, so they are afraid to disobey their owners. There are usually three dogs involved in each dog fight, two fighting dogs and a bait dog in the middle. Bait dogs are usually the runts of the litter, so they are smaller. They usually run off towards the beginning, or at least try to, because they are stuck between two dogs twice their size, which must be terrifying for them. Their injuries usually aren't enough for them to die from, so they heal and are used again. These dogs also live in very bad conditions and are abused.
Dog fighting puts dogs through a lot of pain. Dogs get injured when in the rings. They can lose ears or an ear and will have many scars all around their bodies. Dogs are treated badly when they are in the rings, and when they are done with the fight, if they won, the owner will keep the dog for more fighting. If the dog lost a battle, then they won't treat the dog's injuries and will let it sit in its cage and slowly die. An estimate of 16,000 dogs die every year from dog fighting.
Animal abuse has been going on since the beginning of civilization. It was only during the Enlightenment age that the conversation about animal rights started to take form. Even though the conversation started, it will only be until the 1900s that major change would start to happen. Even though animal rights have good intentions, they have a bad history full of conflict and violence.
Terrorists are people who use violence to promote their own agenda. Even if it is for a good cause, it is still an act of terrorism. PETA, a notorious group known for their extremist values, are terrorists by association, and are known for donating certain amounts of money with people with terrorist agendas. And they are so incompetent, so bad at what they do, that 97% of the animals in their care, which rounds to around 2,000, have died.
Animal rights is the idea that animals should have basic rights and be treated humanely. It's obviously that the idea is rarely used. Animal testing, puppy mills, and dog fighting, and corrupt organizations are all examples of animal being used or abused for someone's personal gain. Animal rights is a worthy cause. There are many honest organizations that are fighting hard for better treatment of it for animals.
Thank you for listening to Bark Out today. We hope you enjoyed listening and learning about animal rights. In our next episode, we'll be discussing various animal rights laws and how different countries have handled the controversial topics of animal rights and animal testing. Remember, anyone can make a difference. If you feel the need to help support this important cause, consider donating to an animal shelter near you or organizations like Karmagawa or Vetpaw. Until next time, goodbye!